Good morning and welcome back to Nachayomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Perek Chof Beis, the 22nd chapter of Shmuel Aleph. This is a rather depressing Perek in the story of Shaul and David HaMelech, because in this Perek, Shaul makes an irreversible move. So here we are. David HaMelech has ran to Nov, he ran to Gat, and now David HaMelech is found in a place called Metzudah, or the area of Ma'aras Adulam, the cave of Adulam. I'm going to be sending out a PDF of the map from the Da'at Mikra Atlas to get a sense of where David is going, where David is coming from and to at this critical point. In the meantime, what happens is that when he arrives there, all people are what the Tanakh calls Motzoik, or called Ish Asher Nosheh, people who are debtors, people who have difficult lives come and gather around David. As the Mefarshim explain, people who themselves have been rejected by society, people who are being persecuted, all find themselves and attach themselves to David, who is sort of the head of this group. And he goes in front of, and David HaMelech gathers this place. In the meantime, his family from Bethlehem, from Beis Lechem, come to gather him there. David HaMelech is scared for their safety, so he escorts them eastwards to Moab, and he places them under the control or the protection of the king of Moab while David is in Metzudah. Now, it happens to be that that's going to be a terrible move in the future, but David could not have known that. While this is happening, Shaul HaMelech gets wind of David's on the success escape here. David's actually commanded by Gad HaNavi to go southwards into the territory of Yehuda, which is, of course, his family's tribe, and he'll be afforded more protection. While Shaul hears about this, he comes to all his cabinet, all his ministers, all the generals, and he starts screaming at them. He has his spear in his hand, and he says, "You're all Benjaminites. Do you think David HaMelech has enough fields to promise you all when you betray me? How could it be that my son has been in cahoots with my son? How is he succeeding so much? You're all rebelling against me." So he accuses all of them of rebellion, because in Shaul's paranoia right now, he knows that David HaMelech is succeeding. He doesn't know why it should be. He can't imagine that it must be Hashem making him succeed. He believes that somebody on the inside is allowing him to succeed. So into this scene steps Doeg HaAdomi. Doeg was the man who was at Nov when David HaMelech was there. And he rehashes the story of what happened in Nov, but he leaves out a few critical details. It says that David HaMelech arrived in Nov, and he asked of Achimelech to give him. He went to the house of Achimelech, and he asked for a sword and for provisions and for the word of God to consult with the Urim V'Tumim, which is what Achimelech did. The Malbim points out six discrepancies of the truth, interestingly enough, between what he actually says and what happened. The Malbim points out that the most critical difference is that he said that in his version of the story that David HaMelech went to Achimelech's house, not to the Mishkan, which makes it seem like a covert operation as if it was done in collusion with Achimelech. And that's why all the rest of the details will now seem much more of a plot. He doesn't mention how David HaMelech is starving. He talked about how David wasn't asking for the blade of Goliath. He was looking for any blade. There are numerous things that he missed out, which presents the type of picture that Achimelech in fact was supporting David HaMelech's refuge. Shaul immediately calls Achimelech and his whole family, and he says, "Ben Achitov," addressing him in a diminutive fashion, "why is it that you're supporting David? You gave him bread and a sword, and you gave him the word of God." And Achimelech says, "Shaul, you know, he's your son-in-law. He's your general. He came to me many times. Why should I think this time, when he says he's on a secret mission from the king, that I should withhold information from him? How was I supposed to know that anything was different?" Shaul HaMelech disregards this, and he says, you are liable for death, you and your entire house or your father. And he commands his courtiers to kill Achimelech. None of them respond, so Shaul turns to Doeg, who's the presenter of the testimony, and tells Doeg to kill him. And in fact, they're in the court of the king. Doeg murders them and 85 Kohanim, and thereafter to go to the city of Nov, and murders and massacres the entire city of Nov, Ira Kohanim, men, women, and children. And we know that in this, this is, of course, the seat of the Mishkan, or the remainder of the Kalim of the Mishkan that survived. This is a total inner destruction in the wake of Shaul's paranoia. There is one refugee, his name is Eviasar. Eviasar is one of the children of Achimelech, and he escapes to David, and he brings with him, and as we're going to see later on, the Urim V'Tumim and Ephod Bad. He is wearing one of the Urim V'Tumims, and he is able to bring it out to David HaMelech. And David HaMelech offers him sincere protections. And in fact, David HaMelech says, I should have known that this was going to happen because I saw him in the background. I didn't realize this was it was going to turn out like this. And he says, you should be safe with me because, and he says very poetically, Asher yavakesh es nafshi, yavakesh es nafshecha. The one who's trying to kill me is trying to kill you too. Ki mishmeres ato imadi, you're guarded with me. And this is the end of a very tragic period and perek in Tanakh. A senseless murder, a senseless massacre which has occurred. A few things just to focus on as we go through this perek. Of course, it is interesting to note that whenever Shaul HaMelech is found with his spear, that seems to be a sign of when he is in his state of paranoia, in his state of great and immense insecurity. That is one of the interesting pointers, to sort of graphically as described. Another thing which is important to think about over here is, why wouldn't Shaul believe Achimelech? Meaning, like, what is holding him back from believing that Achimelech was well intended? Achimelech is the Kohen Gadol, so. Rashi says that what was grating against him the most was the fact that Achimelech offered David not just the weapon, not just the food, but the support in terms of guidance of what to do and where to go, that he consulted Urim v'Tumim. He felt that in that way he gave David the critical information to continue his escape. That was what actually made it worse for him. For more on this particular topic, I gave a share on who was Doeg HaAdomi, what was he trying to do, and also the previous connections between Achimelech and Shaul. They did not have a harmonious relationship from before, and we see this explicitly early on Perek's Parakim in Tanakh. So I'm going to send out that link just for a little bit more addressing why it was that Shaul could not break out of the spiral and actually order this terrible massacre. He was in fact punished for this in a very unusual way. We'll see how this affects Shaul himself and Doeg if you listen to that share. One thing which is worthwhile noting is that the Radak does try to talk about the theodicy of this particular episode, and he does point out that we should bear in mind that Achimelech is from the family of Eli. We should remember that at the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, Eli's family had this curse on them, which means to say that there was a curse that they would all die out. Doeg and Shaul were not supposed to be the representatives to do that, but when they chose to do this, this was ultimately that curse coming into being. So there is unfortunately sort of two wheels in motion. One is what should be happening to them, and number two is who's doing it. Shaul and Doeg are going to be punished for this, but nonetheless, there is some sort of curse hanging over them as well. We're going to see, just ironically speaking, how Eviasar, the sort of the sole survivor of this, is going to be the one who affords David great divine help in his future escape from Shaul, which is ironic. Because Achimelech, who's not really offering David collusion and advice for how to escape, by killing him is ultimately, Shaul is affording David that son who's going to do that all the way through and allow David to escape. For homework again, another Mizmor in Tehillim is parallel to this. David HaMelech expresses his emotions when he hears about this massacre in Tehillim Nun Beis. So I'm going to send that out as well, just worthwhile looking over and getting a sense of how David HaMelech responds in himself to this terrible massacre, which you can imagine he probably had sleepless nights over, even though he didn't cause, but nonetheless he was part of the machinations of this decree. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.